So next topic is fabulation. It's a term sometimes used interchangeably with metafiction and relates to pastiche and magic realism. So it is a rejection of realism which embraces the notion that literature is a created work and not bound by notions of mimesis and verisimilitude. Thus, fabulation challenges some traditional notions of literature. The traditional structure of a novel or role of the narrator. For example, it integrates other traditional notions of storytelling, including fantastical elements such as magic and myth, or elements from popular genres such as science fiction. By some accounts, the term was coined by Robert Scholes in his book, The Fabulators. A good example of fabulation is Salman Rushdie's Harun and the Sea of Stories. So to quote M.H. Abrams, they violate in various ways. There is standard novelistic expectations by drastic and highly effective experiments with subject matter, form, style, temporal sequence, and fusion of the everyday, the fantastic, the mythical, and the nightmarish in renderings that blur traditional distinction between what is serious or trivial, horrible or ludicrous, tragic or comic. So the main purpose of this fabulation is didactic, and they use age-old myth to impart moral lesson through the use of allegories and symbolism. And mainly it was popularized by Robert Scholes, and he is also known for his ideas on fabulation and metafiction. And fabulation tends to focus on the entity of the human experience through the mechanization of fairy tales and myth.